The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Triple P Podcast, where we picture the past and present of popular movies made by well-known directors. In this series, I will be breaking down if us humans have changed as a whole when it comes to producing specific movie genres. I'm your host, DJ Fig, and let's get rolling. Hey guys, welcome back to the last episode of the Triple P Podcast. If you guys have been here from the beginning, I just wanted to thank you guys for following me along this amazing journey, comparing these amazing films we've talked about. You may ask, since this is the last episode, what movie genre we will be comparing? We will be comparing animation films once again, but this time is different. Last week, I interviewed Ethan and he mentioned Disney films during the interview, and that gave me the idea to do Pixar films. I'll be comparing two Pixar films, one from the past and one from the present. Those two Pixar films are, drumroll please, Toy Story 1 and Toy Story 4. Before I compare these films, I'm gonna first talk to you guys about how Pixar films evolved in animation. And before I talk about Pixar, I just wanted to say how much I love Pixar animation films. There's just something about their style in animating. It attracts so many people, and that's why I think that they're the most successful animation studios in the United States. Okay, moving on. So, Pixar started off as a small group of people animating for Lucasfilms. These people helped George Lucas in creating Star Wars, fun fact. And these group of people hopped around different studios to help animation, and an important one was Disney. In the early 90s, Pixar was created and managed to get signed by Disney under a 3-movie contract. If these films failed, Disney would fire them. One of these films they created is called Toy Story, and I can guarantee you it was successful, so Disney decided to keep that contract. Anyways, in just 24 years, this studio has not only introduced an entirely new medium for storytelling, but it has managed to elevate that form to a staple of our pop culture. Consistently creating generation-defining works that have come to define what good animation looks like, and feels like all of its films are pure technological marvels, but I think it's far from what makes the Pixar film so special. At least everyone in the world has watched an animated movie, and I could guarantee you it was probably a Pixar movie, and there's just something so special about these movies, and I will talk more about it. I think the key idea of what makes a Pixar so great is how they get their story right. To understand it, Pixar has created rules in storytelling. They have 22 rules, and each rule gives a unique insight into how its writers work. But there is 5, I think, that are essential in understanding what makes these films so special. These 5 important rules mean that Pixar follows a format and how each story begins. Adding on to this, a Pixar film, we are usually introduced to the characters and watch them in their daily routine life until the safety of that routine is obstructed by an unexpected change. The rest of these Pixar films follow the character's struggle against this change until, from the experience, they reach a lesson. In this way, the stories of Pixar's is always about change. Some examples include in Toy Story, which I'll talk about later, when they are introduced to a new toy, Buzz Lightyear. Another example could be in Inside Out, when they move into a new city. The main characters really struggled until they experienced something. These films tell the story of characters who are struggling to accept or adapt to changes around them. But in a world created by Pixar, changes are also opportunities to grow and learn from. They are just not aware of it yet. And this conflict is so clear to us as viewers because Pixar takes its time in helping us understand who they are. Adding on, a majority of Pixar's so-called magic lies in its main characters, and they always feel real and somewhat complex, because the writers give each of them an opinion. These opinions don't need to be agreeable, as long as they're understandable, and Pixar giving them real opinions matter to me because they in time incite real emotions. That's why I love Pixar and their films. They are just amazing. Anyone can relate to, kids or adults. They are honest, and this honestly allows us to understand them. Alright, let's start by talking about the past film now, Toy Story. So starting off, I just wanted to say that Toy Story is one of my favorite franchises. I feel that without this franchise, I wouldn't have loved Pixar films as much. Anyways, let's get to my review. So this movie is 7 years older than me. It was released in 1995 and had so many good reviews. And guess what? This film has a 100% rating in Rotten Tomato scores. This movie is a perfect film. It's a movie that has a lot of good messages for kids, but the animation to this date still holds up. There's still a lot of great aspects to that animation times. Fun fact, so many great elements of Toy Story still work to this date. But to be honest, there's some scenes, just some, that seem to be a little bit rough around the edges here and there, but the animation and attention to detail for certain environments on the toys are still good. It really goes down to that story. It's a Pixar film, and if that story doesn't stick, then the whole film doesn't work. I mentioned earlier with the rules, and Toy Story used those rules, and that's why I think that Toy Story 1 has a really great story. It's one of the pros. This film, this story is great, of course. It's about Woody, Andy's favorite toy. Once it comes around his birthday, everyone is freaking out that a new toy might be replacing them. But it turns out that Buzz Lightyear is here, and Woody is a very jealous man. But that whole message that kind of revolves around these characters is jealousy, I'd say, and being forgotten. And those elements are always actually furthered out later on throughout the Toy Story films I've seen, Toy Story 1, 2, and 3. But within this movie, of course, that it is stated and shown to that where kids can actually learn about being forgotten or maybe even caring about your toys a little bit better. Some of these feelings Woody has not only related to me, but may relate to you guys. Within this story, it has brilliantly written script that has a great protagonist and a great antagonist as well. I mean, I love Sid, who is one of the main villains. I think the whole horror element that they do to bring into his home and the crazy creepy monsters that he has in there are worthwhile. You can tell that the animators of Pixar knew what they were doing. To this day, Toy Story generated a total of $374 million worldwide. Overall, this film does a great job in each department. The art, the animation is good, the writing and the stories is excellent and even emotional, but carries such a great message. They introduce Buzz and Woody so well, and the side characters make this movie so good. Okay, let's now talk about Toy Story 4. So, Toy Story 4, it's been about 9 years since Toy Story 3, and honestly, I didn't expect it to come out. I thought the trilogy was amazing, and the ending of Toy Story 3 showed that there may not be another sequel. In the end of Toy Story 3, we got closure. We got Andy moving on, we got Woody and his friends with a new kid, and it just felt complete to me. So when I found out Toy Story 4 was releasing a couple years ago, I was a little bit concerned. How can you outdo Toy Story 3? How could this movie come close to the same level of power and emotion and just honestly storytelling with Toy Story 3? However, when I saw this movie, I remember my first thoughts being, this is a beautiful movie. Pixar has just been amazing with working on the visual front. Examples of like Coco or The Good Dinosaur. Pixar has really stepped up with the visual game. You see textures on the character's skin, which varies from plastic to plush and fur, and it just looks so real. And to compare it with Toy Story 1, it's night and day, which really is like a statement. And Pixar backed it up, showing how much they have improved and is still able to maintain that cartoony nature of the characters. However, it still felt a little underwhelming compared to Toy Story 3. Toy Story 3 felt, how would I say it, conclusive, like this is it. And to reopen this universe to tell an extra story, through a good one, it still felt underwhelming. It sort of feels similar to a DLC. It just felt lacking. Again, the film is gorgeous, funny, great new characters they introduced. I had some laugh out loud moments in the movie. Forky, hilarious character. But still, when you compare to Toy Story 1 through 3, I think it lacks. Was it worth doing Toy Story 4? Financially, I'm sure Disney and Pixar made a lot of money. But story-wise, you can argue that at least Woody gets a conclusion where he can be his own toy. But I thought that if we were done with Toy Story 3 and that was it, I'd be, that's perfect. It'd be perfect. Farewell, Andy, and the end of this Toy Story. But once again, Toy Story 4. Is it worth seeing? Yes. Is it funny? Yeah. Are the characters great? Absolutely. Moving on. As for reception, Toy Story 4 was released in 2019 and grossed nearly $1.1 billion in the world. Let's go now compare these films. You know the drill with this podcast. Let's go with the Rotten Tomatoes scores. Again, if you do not know what the Rotten Tomatoes scores, a score under 59% of a film is rotten, meaning it was bad, and over 60% is considered fresh, meaning it was a good film. For Toy Story 1, they received a Rotten Tomatoes score of 100%. For Toy Story 4, they received the Rotten Tomatoes score of 97%. When I saw this, to be honest, I wasn't surprised. Both films were amazing as its own. You can't really compare these two. One's from the past, one's from the present, but they're still amazing. This just shows how Pixar is as a whole. I've talked so much about Pixar being the best, and there's receipts of them being this good. Like, look at this, Toy Story 1. It was made in 1995, 100%. That's crazy. Same with Toy Story 4, 97%. Wow. Moving on, as for animation, to look at the animation from Toy Story 4, I said it earlier, it's to see how the company has come so far in the past 25 years. The animation in Toy Story 4 is, I would say, probably one of the best in company's history. In terms of shot composition, lighting, framing, and realistic designs. It's apparent that studios has continued to develop its animation skills, with advancing technology allowing the company to excel with each new film. You could see this from Toy Story 1 through 4. What's like most impressive about this animation is how the animators stay true to the character design of the toys, while making somewhat clear advantages to the animation. Woody and Buzz from Toy Story 1 to Toy Story 4 have always looked the same they always have, but the designs are more polished and developed, I'd say. It feels like that they have more of a 3D realistic view. It's just stunning to see how much Pixar has gone. But obviously, as future goes, we'll always get better with animation. So Toy Story 1's animation is not that great. But moving on, as for plot, I thought they were both amazing for both franchises. Toy Story 1 is a rocky road of events of them introducing us to the new characters, and Toy Story 4 is a rocky road of events of us finally saying goodbye to these characters. This just shows how good this franchise was. We were happy to be introduced, but we were sad when they were gone after Toy Story 4. I would say both plots were good for introduction movie and a conclusion movie, although I wouldn't mind if they ended off with Toy Story 3. Overall, Pixar's magic just keeps on getting better and better, and I'm happy to see that these sequels weren't just a cash grab like how I mentioned in my other episode with Space Jam. Pixar lives up to the hype of being the most successful animation studio. What do you think? Thank you, thank you, thank you guys for listening to my last episode. Hope you guys enjoyed this journey we had together. This is DJ Fig, and keep on watching movies.